Welcome back, everybody. It's your favorite, maybe not favorite show, the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I am your charming gentleman host, Sean, across the way, the filthy half-breed. Danny, how are you?
Yes, I am officially confirmed to be 100% mudblood.
Makes sense.
And I'm not going to make any, you know, hope in the fact that we're their favorite podcast, but I'm at least hoping we're in their top three of podcasts with hosts named Sean and Danny.
Literally, I know five other podcasts that have better hosts, better shows that have hosts named Sean and Danny.
I mean, I guess if you keep narrowing the conditions, eventually we'll be the number one podcast.
Exactly.
I mean, like, at this point now, I'm hoping that we're, like, the number one podcast in people's hearts. of podcasts that are hosted by Sean's parents, but I don't know for that for sure, even.
Probably. They probably found a better show than ours.
Well, no, but hosted by one of their kids, even.
That is true. I'm the only one doing that, so gotta win somehow.
Exactly. Like I said, if you keep narrowing the conditions, eventually you'll win.
Oh, man.
It's the number one podcast recorded in my living room. On Wednesdays, because I don't know what my wife does when I'm not around. She could record a secret podcast.
Yeah, that is true.
So, this morning when I left for work, it was like Florida, man. It was like 77 degrees, but it was also 80% humidity.
Oh boy, that just sounds like the normal day for me. I don't know what you're complaining about. Well, it doesn't get Florida humid, but
yeah, but it's also like, you know, I guess we had like thunder and lightning and rain and stuff yesterday. Like the cable company couldn't handle it. I got like five warnings in like 3 minutes. But oh yeah, there's thunderstorms in your area, and I'm like, dude, I can hear it. It's cool, man. I got it.
No, bro. Seriously, thunder yeah. And lightning.
Seriously, you don't you understand, dude? It's thunder and lightning. Hide. And it's like, I've been in thunder and lightning before, man. It's not so bad.
Seriously, my first summer in Ohio, more rain and thunderstorms in that summer than my whole life in California. It was like, I literally got used to sleeping through thunderstorms.
Right. I mean, it happens when I'm in North Dakota. Like, I have a video, like, and not because I was, like, in awe, just because I wanted to show people that live in California how, like, real summers are supposed to look. And it was, like, sunny and then, like, thunder and lightning and, like, the street was, like, basically curb to curb full in, like, just a couple minutes. It was pretty awesome.
Not bad. Yeah, no, I guess we live like, I live in like the better part where we're up like kind of on a hill, so the water like doesn't stay here, but we definitely have like in lower parts, like there's a city called Finley that's about 40 minutes south, and it floods all the time down there. Just all the time. Anytime it rains, sprinkle, it floods. Because it's like all the houses are built down, not up.
That makes sense. I mean, hey, let's build it underneath the floodplain. Not even on the floodplain, but just under it.
It can't flood if we're underneath it.
Exactly. Like, we're not flooding. We're just recreating the lost city of Atlantis a couple times a year.
Too bad it wasn't Atlanta. That way the Coke could spill in and turn them into mermaids.
Well, I mean, if it's, you know, one of the cool Midwest cities, maybe there's enough drugs in the city that it just fits into the water and you'll get everybody high for a few days and everyone will be cool.
There's probably got to be enough heroin for that.
Yes, or meth or something. Why not both?
Why not both?
So, I had a story that I just kind of was vague about when you were talking about doing this show, because I kind of wanted your legit, genuine reaction. I was talking to one of the guys I work with about this new supervisor we had that we had the same supervisor for a long time, really good guy, joked around with us, kept up with us as far as like our sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And then he got into it, basically almost got into a fight with another supervisor and he had to get moved. And so we ended up getting this one supervisor covering the small section of our area just because he fucked up so bad in his other area. Like he couldn't overview people loading the package cars in the morning.
And all you so, do like, is take box, put in truck.
Yes. And so he got yelled at and got basically demoted to watching. He just had to supervise five people. And like in the area back where we were, we just, all of us were back there because we just want to be left alone. Mm-hmm. You know, and he'd come up and try to talk to me, and I'd have my headphones in listening to a podcast. I mean, not ours. I listen to good stuff. But, and he'd sit there and he'd want to have conversations. So I'd be sitting there like working, and he'd come up and he'd say something, and I'd realize he's talking to me. So I'd have to stop the thing, take the headphones out. And I'm like, wait, what'd you say? And he's like, and ask me like personal questions, like we were going to be friends or something, like if I have kids or this and that.
You're just looking around like, me? You're talking to me?
Yeah, and like he would just kind of hover, and he was always like, I was worried about hitting him in the head. He was always in the way. And so I was talking with one of the other guys back there we were working with, and he was telling a story about a couple days before, he wanted him to go help out somebody else in another area. He was like, okay, so he goes to grab his stuff and walks away, and the guy's like, as he's walking away, the supervisor is like, hey, you're not going to pound me? The guy's like, what? And he turned around and the supervisor's like, he's like, you're just going to walk away without pounding me? Oh, and it took him a second. He looked and the guy had his fist up for a fist bump. And we're like, seriously, dude? Like, that's how he asked? Like, He just wanted to make it awkward. Did he like not think about what he said, or did he just want to make it awkward? And then from there, we were just kind of like, you know, me, of course, thinking about, you know, getting drunk with people that I know. So I'm like at least kind of safe, but just like walking around someplace as we're passing strangers or whatever, just like trying to make it really awkward, just holding up my fist and like to like give a fist pound. And as they go in for it, just say something awkward like, oh yeah, pound me, daddy. Pound me, big guy.
He was just trying to be friendly. Look at you, bunch of fucking 20-year veterans, all fucking sour. God, what a dick. You guys are dicks, but it's still fucking funny though.
and the guy, he's actually, I guess, by my standards, he's a rookie. He's only been with the company like 4 years.
That's fair.
But yeah, dude. When a guy goes to walk away and leaves you hanging, like that's what you're supposed to say, dude. You're gonna leave me hanging? Mm-hmm. You don't like, so man, why are you gonna walk away without pounding me? Because like, you know, if I've learned anything from the book series, if you give a mouse a cookie, it's like if you're gonna pound him before you walk away, the next thing he's like, hey man, you're gonna walk away without like cuddling me?
Without cuddling me?
are you gonna walk away without any pillow talk?
Jesus Christ, Danny. You're a fucking dick.
I am a horrible human being, and I'm okay with that. But, you know, like, if you're going to say something stupid, don't do it around me, man. Like, especially that stupid. Don't leave yourself open.
I don't think he was trying to be stupid. He was just trying to be friendly.
Nobody wants to be that guy's friend. And I don't think, he barely even made it 2 weeks, and he got moved again. That's how bad he was.
Oh, jeez. Probably from a bunch of, like, little angry bitches complaining for no reason.
Actually, no, it was, like, his boss, like, we had a bunch of, like, upper management get fired, and, like, his boss basically was, like, put on, like, double secret probation, and so he became, like, Mr. Nice Guy from being a super asshole in the past, and...
It's not very secretive. But
right. But basically, it's like, if they messed up, him and this other guy, if they messed up, they were gone. And so he became, like, Mr. Nice Guy. And this guy, the part-time supervisor, had the full-timer, his boss, like, yelling at him a bunch just because he made all these stupid mistakes. And all the part-time supervisors that worked in the same area around, every time I talked to him, was like, oh, yeah, man, that guy's just an idiot, man. He keeps messing up. So. Yay. And then they wonder why nobody wants to show up to work.
I wouldn't want to work with you, Danny. It's okay.
I get it. It's okay. I don't want to work with me either.
Oh, man.
But on a different note, this year was, well, I guess is, because the year's not over yet, but the actual date has passed, but this year is Image Comics' 25th anniversary.
Oh, boy. We like them. I do. I at least like some of their stuff.
Yeah, I actually, like, I went from reading one or two of their books and a handful of DC and a bunch of Marvel to reading, like, two DC, one Marvel, and, like, a bunch of Image and a bunch of other, like, Skybound and stuff. So, you know, I'm full, like, I'm that dude now. I'm, you know, thumbing my nose at people that read, you know, Captain America and stuff. It's like, come on, man, if you want to read a real good book, read this stuff, man. Not that trying to shield the common denominator by making Captain America Hydra for one story arc because you think it'll sell comics. And then there'll be an arc two, like 6 months later, a year later, where it undoes everything that happened while Captain America was Hydra, like maybe even just making it all a dream, or that he was never Hydra.
He like, wakes up in a cold sweat. Oh, God, I'm not German. Thank you. I love America.
Which, if that's how it ends, I will be less surprised if it ends that way than if it ends any other way. Like, he's either dreaming or he's being brainwashed, or both.
That's fair.
But I ended up being able to get one, and it's pretty cool. I haven't opened it yet. There's a they only made 1,992 of them.
Nice.
Do you see what they did there? Keeping it with the 25th anniversary theme.
Yeah.
And there's a randomized number of books, and there's 25 books in their total, and you know there's a bunch of like different books that have variants, and then even within there's like a 25th anniversary variants of different books. There's like a 1 in 26 chance of getting those. There's a black and white of that. There's a 1 in 102 chance. There's a art only covers with the without the trade dress, like virgin, basically just the art without any comic, the title of the book or any of the different words on it, just the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like 1 in 170. There's a virgin that's the art covers only without anything, so it's blank. 1 in 511. There's a blank wraparound sketch cover that there's 1 out of every 1,022, which I don't understand how that those numbers make sense, because there's 1,992 made, so that means like 1 in less than half. Somebody will get less than half of a book.
Yeah,
based on their numbers.
Yeah.
like their numbers, like everything should add up to 1,992. Like, well, I guess because there's 25, it makes sense now. There's 25 books in each of the 1,992. Maybe that's where they get the odds. So whatever 25 times 1,992 is how many of those books are.
Okay.
Like there's one that's there's another one that's 25. There's like a super, super rare where it's 1 in 2,043.
Oh, there's like only one of one.
And then there's a special Negan number one that was in print for the first time ever, and there's only 500 copies of those total printed out of the 1,992. So, like I said, I have an open mind. I think if I do open it, I'm going to go someplace where, like, as soon as I open it, there's somebody there to grade it. So if I get one of, like, the super rare ones like the Negan or the, you know, 1 in 2,043, I can immediately just hand it to them.
Yeah.
Have them grade it and then get it sealed and then turn around and sell it on eBay. Get my money back and then some.
Yeah.
But then I was, you know, reading a bunch of the Negans. I didn't see how many, but some of the Negan books were already listed on eBay before the box like went on sale, like basically early, like in May or June when the box wasn't available till July. So there's a lot of people, you know, like the whole Ticketmaster thing where people are theorizing that Ticketmaster basically just buys tickets and then turns around and resells it on StubHub.
Yeah.
That, you know, either it's, whether it's through Diamond or Image or somewhere along the line, somebody ended up with some of those 500 copies of the Negan book and put them on eBay. Jeez. So, But then there was talks about how people would get, like, duplicates of the non-rare books.
Really?
A bunch, yeah, but people were getting a bunch of them, but...
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
that was,
a
like,
poor
if you get,
fucking sorting. Like, I don't, what the fuck is wrong with Image?
I don't know, man. It's the same thing that's wrong with every other comic book company or any other company in the world. Like, they really, really don't care about what they give you as long as you get, as long as they get your money.
Fair enough, I guess. Monsters, man. Monsters, I'm telling you.
But when I picked it up, I was talking to the guy that owns the comic book store that I met you at, unfortunately. Players.
I invaded your comic shop, and now you're always stuck with me.
Exactly. And the sad thing is whenever you come up, Adam stares wistfully off into the sky, and he's like, he was my best employee. I miss him, but he had to go get a real job. And I think I offended him because the last time he said that you had to go get a real job, and I was like, yeah, you know, he wanted to get paid in real money and eat real food.
Oh, you cringy son of a bitch, man. Damn.
Oh. You know, some of the stories that you told me and other people that have worked there, you know, just... You know, here's an IOU for now. I'll pay you later.
Hey, times are rough, man. Times are rough.
Just saying, bro. But he was telling me somebody was another customer was talking to him about it, and he was pissed because they didn't have any of like the old, like it was all new covers, all current books.
Yeah.
And Adam was talking, was like, do you really want like the 1992 Spawn cover that's worth like pennies now? Like you can go and get, you can go and buy them like at, you know, Frankenstein's or any comic convention for, you know, $1 a piece.
Yeah.
But I guess if they did, like, man, you know, brand new covers for them or something like that, that would be... Because that's all the... You know, even the non-super rare books have variants that are only in this box.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, Curse Words, Redneck, Rock Candy Mountain, The Few by Sean Lewis... Greg Rucka's Old Guard, Rob Liefeld's Young Blood, and that's just a couple of them. I mean, there's, you know, 17 listed there. There's 17 non-rare books that have, but they all have variants. And it'd be cool to get a couple of those, but I don't know if I'd want, you know, six, like two or three of any of them. That would be kind of sucky.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be kind of shitty.
Yeah, so...
That's kind of a weird package of prizes, man. I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm not missing out by buying it, you know?
Yeah, I got a text from him because originally he had put in for three.
Mm-hmm.
And he got one. Because I was the first one to ask. You know, of course, I got first, I guess, option to say no. And I replied right back. It's like, no, I'll take it. And then... Like, leading up to it, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't. But, you know, reading other places, like, people were pissed because, like, the same thing happened at their comic store where, you know, a bunch of people wanted it, but only, like, one or two showed up. But, I mean, that makes sense. You know, there's, like, 5,000-plus comic book stores just in the United States.
Yeah, it's probably lucky enough that even Adam even got one.
I'm actually kind of surprised he got one given the demand for it and just, you know, I mean, not that he has a bad store. It's just, it's definitely not on the radar of a lot of the major stores.
Yeah. It's nothing against it. It's probably, there's certain companies that have like that sell a shit ton of merchandise. So it definitely makes it a little bit harder.
But at the same time though, it still kind of sucks that, you know, the stores that, probably don't need it are the ones that, you know, I'm sure if I didn't look, but I'm sure if I went on like, you know, Midtown or Dreamland or, you know, Mile High, I'm sure they probably got like 10 each or something, you know, or more.
I'm not going to say no. I mean, I'm definitely not going to say no to that.
But, and then, you know, this weekend there's a brewery that, you know, we've been to, you and I, not the viewer, not the listeners, but you and I, we've been to at a point in our life called 8-Bit Brewing down in Temecula, California.
Yeah, I know about that place.
The only reason, like, I'm not going to rave about how good their beer is because their food is so amazing. Like, they mess up by making food way better than they make their beer. And that's not that their beer is bad. It's just, like, their food is phenomenal. Like, I always go down there and I get, it's a duck confit poutine, but it's on tater tots instead of french fries. And that is so amazing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
No,
they definitely have, some pretty fantastic food. I mean, hell, I would say it's really awesome compared to, like, the rest of, and then their beer is just kind of, like, it's pretty meh. I don't think it's the terrible, but it's just meh.
Well, I don't know. Like, this last time I went, the beer was definitely a little better than the first time we went, and I think that maybe that might have had to do with the fact that we went there relatively soon after it opened.
Yeah, that's
they hadn't
fair.
Quite got their. They weren't quite like Stella. They didn't have their groove.
Maybe not.
But a couple months ago, they partnered up with a comic book store down there called Ryan's Comics. And they before in the past, they've done it where they had an art show, like actually at the brewery. So you can go there, get some beer, get some food, and then walk around like almost like Artist Alley at a. Comic book show. And then, you know, they also have Magic the Gathering events that's hosted by the comic book store, but actually at the brewery, which, you know, I can see that as being awesome until somebody spills a beer on the cards and then it's game over, man.
Yeah. Nerd rage! All the nerd rage.
But, you know, I was kind of planning on going down there, but then I got a call from my sister asking if we could watch her daughters Saturday night.
So you said sure, and then you took the kids down to the brewery?
Well, I before I said sure, I looked to make sure the thing was all ages. And it was. It was all ages. Like, you know, my nieces weren't the youngest ones there. But, and they have a kids menu on the thing. So it's basically like a restaurant that makes beer as opposed to a brewery that also sells food.
Yeah, that's fair.
I've taken them to Frankenstein's a couple times, and they've walked around, and they really like that. And now I've taken them to, you know, this kind of a thing.
You're a terrible uncle, Danny.
Well, no, I'm the best uncle. I'm taking them to do things that their parents never would.
You're the gateway uncle.
I am. I'm the fun time uncle.
Oh boy.
I don't know if that taken out of context, that probably sounds horrible.
Yeah. You're terrible, but not that kind of terrible.
No. But it was pretty cool. You know, there was a couple artists there that was at the last event, and they were there this time. And one in particular, her name is Crystal Melody. She has a Facebook page. But she has some Persona 5 art and some other things that I liked. And so we went down there, and I kind of was wanted to see what else she had. And she did like characterization type things, whatever, where, you know, she draws a picture of whatever you want, but then puts your face on it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, looking at the things, my one niece wanted a Little Mermaid drawing, and the other one wanted a Captain America drawing, but she didn't have those. So she went ahead and drew them as Captain America and Ariel.
Oh, nice.
And they came out really, really awesome and looked really nice. And they were only like $10.
Oh, wow.
You know, and yeah, I mean, it didn't take her very long. It just took her, you know, less than 5 minutes. So, you know, she can bust out, you know, she can make almost, you know, $150-$200 doing those things in an hour if she's constant drawing.
Yeah.
But it's worth it, man. It's like, it looked really good. And, you know, and then from there, she has like the full size, like 11x17 prints, and then smaller prints. And then if you get one of those done, the character done, you get, she gives half off one of the small prints.
Okay.
So, you know, had them walk around, got my niece another Captain America print from another artist, and so bought some stuff. And then, you know, as we were leaving, I was asking, I was like, so this is basically, like, if you mix Frankenstein's and this, this is basically a comic book convention. Would you guys want to do something like that in the future? And they're like, and they wanted to. So I guess I was grooming them, but not for the bad touch, but for a comic book convention, which I don't know if that's a better thing or not, but it's a thing.
It's happening.
It's probably going to happen. So that'll be cool, you know, take them, show them around the artist alley and different things. Just know that it's going to cost me a shit ton of money.
Yeah. You won't be able to get your sexy waifu pillows.
Well, I already have the one. I don't need any more. I already have the one that you bought me that, you know,
gets dirty. My wife's like,
she gave me a dirty look and she's like, all right, I guess I can't be mad because you didn't buy it. And just kind of left it at that.
greatest purchase I've ever made.
Yes, you're like, I want to buy a gift and get somebody yelled at by their wife. Mission accomplished. Two birds with one stone.
Yeah, exactly. What can I do to get Danny in the shit house? I wish I could have seen the look on her face when she saw it.
I should have, like, been recording it, like, the America's Home Video stuff.
Reaction video.
I think at the time, though, that one company, those one group was trying to sue anybody that used the word reaction in a video in the same sentence. Even if they didn't make a video of people reacting, it was just like, oh, man, you should have seen your reaction to that video. And the next thing you know, you heard a knock on the door and you were handed a summons.
Yeah, nice. Taken out of context, you dick. Get out of here.
Oh, man. So, for this show, you know, I guess the tradition now is we have to drink a beer when we record, which I'm not complaining about, but, you know, my wife's like, oh, you had another beer today, huh? I'm like, for science. It's for science.
It's science. Danny has turned, now Danny has a full cover for his alcoholic problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it would be considered a problem. I'm okay. I'm not suffering from alcoholism. I'm enjoying every minute of it, as the saying goes.
You know, that's fair. I'm not going to argue with that logic.
But I went down for, you know, my nephews. One of them was graduating, well, I guess being promoted from junior high to high school, and the other one was graduating from high school. And we ended up getting down there earlier than we thought because there was no traffic.
Yes.
And so there's a little grocery store right off the 15 and 76 called Daniel's Market. And it's actually, it's a pretty cool little store. It's almost like a Winco mixed with La Bodega.
Okay.
They have a little like beer section. It's not huge, but it's like random and super local. Okay. And so like I have one beer from a brewery down in Vista, but I haven't drank that one yet. But this one is brewery I'd never heard of in San Diego called New English Brewing.
Okay.
And it's their, it's called Zumbar. It's a chocolate coffee imperial stout.
Oh, nice.
They won at the 2015 Great American Beer Fest. It won gold medal for coffee beer.
Oh, wow. Not bad at all, sir. Not bad at all.
No. So, you know, the fact that I'd never seen it before and it has coffee in it.
of course, it has coffee in it.
Exactly.
You have a problem, Danny.
I have a coffee problem.
Yeah,
I'm a coffeeholic.
Yeah.
I want to quit drinking all this beer, but I just, I got to get that, my coffee fix.
Good excuse.
It works for me.
Yeah, it does. Oh, man. Jeez. You're ridiculous, sir.
But yes, sir, I am.
That's all I gotta say.
That's all that can be said. So what is your beer of choice for today, sir?
So I decided to try another Flying Monkeys beer. Flying Monkeys is out of the great country or the hat of the U.S., Canada. I don't remember exactly where it's at. They only say it's rooted in Canada.
It's north of the U.S. is where Canada is.
If you didn't know.
Well, you just said you didn't know where it was. You forgot where it was. I'm just reminding you.
Oh, I know where Canada is. I just don't remember what province it's in.
So. Oh, okay.
Because
I don't know, man. I just had to cover all bases just in case.
It's on the so these beers, like these bombers, come in a box, and so you pull the beer out of the box to obviously to chill it and whatnot. But I got the Chocolate Manifesto, and it is a triple chocolate milk stout. And I will tell you, and so it's 10%, so it's definitely got a little kick on the back end, but it is very, it's super chocolatey. Like, I literally have to, I'm like switching between beer and water because of how chocolatey it tastes. It's great, I mean, it tastes great, but it's just so rich.
Oh, Rogue Brewing out of Portland has a double chocolate that's the same way, like... It's an amazing beer, but it just tastes like, you know, when you buy that super fancy, like, hot chocolate where it's just, like, they literally just melted a chocolate bar and mixed it with milk, and it's delicious but super thick, and you have to drink water to help thin it down. So I know what you mean when you talk about having to drink water to help drink a beer.
I'm glad you do. It is a little painful, but it'll be all right.
So I know we made a promise to our listener last week.
Our one listener.
Yes. Your dad will be disappointed in you again.
Oh no. You see, Danny, you fell into my trap. I actually did see Spider-Man last week and was able to. I just wanted to disappoint you.
You can't disappoint me. I've been friends with you. I've known you too long.
No, I decided to go see Spider-Man at the end of the day on Saturday because I was tired from moving and stuff. But my dumbass went and saw it like at 10 o'clock at night, so I didn't go to bed till like 1:30 in the morning on the work night, which was probably a terrible mistake, but, you know.
Yay to the bad choices in life.
Exactly. So, I actually did like the movie. It was, I think it stayed, it stayed very true to what Spider-Man is, a teenage boy struggling between being a hero and being a teenage boy and making stupid mistakes and trying to learn and grow from them.
Right, you know, when Civil War came out, like the week or so after Civil War, I had a couple people come up to me at work who, they just know the characters from the movies. They don't actually know the characters.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they knew I watched, you know, I'm into comics and I've seen all the movies and stuff. And, you know, the one, they all were talking about how, like, oh yeah, Civil War was a really good movie. I just had one problem. And I was like, what is that? And they're like, why was the guy that played Spider-Man, why was he so young? Like, that was just weird, right? And I'm like, no, that's how old he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be a teenager, not like a 30-year-old dude pretending to be a high schooler. It's not 90210, man. It's Spider-Man.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I think I definitely had to straighten out a few people as well. Like, they were like, why is he so young? I'm like, that's who Spider-Man is. Like, oh, my God. It's like, nobody fucking knows anymore that he's supposed to be, like, some kid.
Yeah, because he got his powers as, like, a sophomore in the comics. You know? And it was always about... The comics, is like, Spider-Man comics were never necessarily about his powers... per se, as much as it was being a kid and balancing all his responsibilities and having powers. You know, the whole, you know, with great power comes great responsibility means like cleaning up your room and doing homework as well as, you know, going up and stopping the bad guys from committing crimes.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, the thing I liked about it though, Danny, is we got to skip, like they just skipped the bullshit. Like, you know he's Spider-Man, and they just kind of made a quick reference, like, so you got bit by a spider? Yeah, like, it was, they made it, they, like, fast-forward through all that boring shit and just kept it straight in the action.
Right, and I think it's funny, like, people who haven't read comics since, you know, before I was born, you know, making, you know, reviews and comments about the movies as they're coming out currently, and Spider-Man's one of them. You know, like the friend role. They're like, why did they put that friend in the movie? That's stupid. He's never in the comics. And it's like, actually, yeah, he was. Or why are they doing, you know, this? And this never happened in the, you know, like, oh, why is Tony Stark giving Peter Parker a suit. Peter Parker's always made his own suit. Tony Stark's never, ever given Peter Parker a suit.
He did at one point.
He did.
Yeah, the suit looks a lot different, but he still gave him a suit.
Right, and they weren't trying to make it the same suit from the comics. The actual, because it actually happened during the Civil War story, where, but I don't know. I mean, like, all the complaints I've seen from people who actually legitimately read comics was pretty much a lot of it was nitpicking. People were upset that, like, he didn't utilize his spider sense, or at least didn't seem like he had the spider sense the way that other ones do. And so, all the different websites, nerd websites were scrambling and trying to, like, between just nerd raging over it or trying to explain or justify why it's happening, like, maybe, and the one that I read that made the most sense, kind of, I guess, was that maybe the suit was interfering with it, and that kind of makes sense, because I think in the comics they did that thing, and they even kind of alluded to it in the movie where he stopped relying on himself and just kind of relied on the suit to do everything for him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not overly upset. Like, literally, I forgot that he had spider senses, so maybe I'm just a bad comic book fan nerd, but I don't think it, like, took away from anything from the movie, though.
Well, I mean, if you're sitting there, and it's not just with comic books, it's with any movie that's made from, that was print, like in a book or a magazine or whatever, before it became a movie, they always change something or leave something out or add something just to either, like the case with Harry Potter, like they change stuff just because they didn't want the people that have read the books to be able to predict everything as it happened. They actually wanted them to have some kind of a surprise, mm-hmm. As they're watching the movie. And of course, some people were like, oh yeah, that was kind of cool the way they did that. And other people were like, that's bullshit, because that's not how it happened in the book. It should have happened exactly this way. The same thing with the Walking Dead TV show is different than the comic. But every once in a while, they'll kind of circle back and come back and do something. There'll be a scene or something that is shot straight from the comics. And that's why I think, like, when Disney bought Star Wars, they got rid of the entire they basically made the EU non-canon.
Yeah.
Was so that the nerds couldn't be upset that, this person had a kid, but this kid didn't do that. They did this instead, and this person's kid is this. And it's like, we're just going to erase everything, and we're going to write the stories that we want to and do our own movies. And we don't have to deal with, people assaulting us or attacking us either personally or online. So just shut the fuck up. We did it. You can't do anything about it now. Haha.
Take that, nerds.
But Michael Keaton as the villain, man, like, they did a really good job in this movie showing, a lot of the Spider-Man villains. They're not necessarily bad guys for no reason. They kind of have a story and they're sympathetic as well. So it's almost like not so much that you're rooting for the villain, but you definitely can understand why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and I think, the Vulture's, like, storyline was okay. That's probably what kind of bothered me, was that, like, it was the Vulture storyline was kind of not true to, like, the story, like, the actual comics. But I mean, they did make it like it was like it tied into the Marvel universe very well, like the movie universe, not the regular one, but the movie universe. They got it to tie very well, and it made sense. And I think it was still good. And Keaton did a great job. I mean, he did a fantastic job. Like, I couldn't believe, like, he made such a great villain.
Right. I mean, he went from Batman to Owlman to, or the Birdman, or whatever that movie was that he was in between. And then now he's the Vulture.
Yeah.
He did a really good job. Of course he did a good job, man. Like, and the funny thing is there's a scene where, Peter's in a taxi with him and he's kind of looking over his shoulder, and, people just made a bunch of memes, and it's like one of them, the last, there's like, multi-panel ones. And so they're having a conversation, and the last panel ends with him, "Because I'm Batman."
That's pretty funny. That's got to be one of the better meme ones then. I haven't seen any though.
But when they came out and they were going to do the movie, they said that he wasn't going to be the Vulture from the comics. They didn't want to do that character. They weren't that origin story. Like his was kind of old and outdated, and I guess it wouldn't make sense inside the Marvel universe. And so they did this origin story, and like you said, it fit in perfectly. One of the things that a lot of people like nerd raged over was the timeline, because you know I don't know if it was just a bad math or if they just didn't realize when the movie was coming out or what, but like, you know, when the movie starts, it gives, there's a scene in it, they tell you when it took place, and then, you know, and it kind of is supposed to tie in with all of what happened in the Avengers and all this stuff to now. And I think, you know, everyone was just pissed about it, and it's like, you know, I wanted to like this movie, but the timeline was off, and it just made me hate the whole movie. I couldn't bother watching it. It just pissed me off so much. And it's like, you know, I think they're only like a year off on the timeline. Yeah. They didn't carry the one or something, or they did when they weren't supposed to. But you know, if you're going to let something that minor bother you, then you probably shouldn't ever consume any form of media ever.
Yeah.
Ever, because nothing is going to be perfect, and you're just going to be so upset, and you're not going to have any fun. Like, there comes a point where you're just going to have to enjoy a movie for what it is and just know that, oh, well, they made a mistake. Somebody's bad.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have comic books, like, literally stolen different pieces from us, you know? It's not that serious.
Right. Another thing is, like, there's supposed to be more of the Spider-Man movies. You know, this isn't the only Marvel team-up. Originally, like the contract was for him to be in Civil War, and then two standalone Spider-Mans. But you know, the best thing about Tom Holland is, and he talks about it sometimes. Like there's interviews out there where he talks about it, that he, if you ask him a question, he'll answer it. And then as he's answering the question, he's like, "Oh shit, I probably shouldn't have said that. That's Marvel's going to be pissed at me again because I said something I shouldn't have said." So he was doing an interview or whatever, and he was like, "Yeah, you know." Because when I do the third movie, and the interview was like, wait, third movie? I thought there was only supposed to be two. And he's like, ah, oh, damn it, I did it again.
That's hilarious. Total rookie, God. Jesus.
But, you know, there's going to be multiple movies. Like, you know, when the first movie in a trilogy comes out, I kind of like that they don't explain everything. I want to have a reason to look forward to watching the second and third movies.
Yeah.
I almost want to leave a first movie in a trilogy with more questions than answers, because then I have something to look forward to in the subsequent releases.
Yeah, that's fair.
And the other thing that's going around about Tom Holland within the last week was there's a bunch of pictures of him like in the movie and, you know, at the red carpet and doing press and stuff, that somebody made the observation that it looks like Tom Holland is hiding a frog in his mouth with his cheeks poofed out on the side.
Oh, that's fucked up.
But it looks like he is. It's pretty funny. Like, but the only thing that, like, kind of annoys me, and, like, Marvel's done it a couple times and DC's done it once. What? It came out during the press tour that Tom Holland's Peter Parker, quote-unquote, was in a previous movie even before Civil War.
Oh, my God.
And, like, originally it was, like, a fan theory or whatever, and I guess Tom Holland was doing an interview, and that kind of came up, and he's, like, at one point, and then he was doing another interview, it came up again, and he was like, oh, yeah, somebody else asked me about it, so I called Kevin Feige to see what he had to say about it, and he said it's true. So I guess, I mean, it doesn't matter, like, Kevin Feige could have said whatever he wanted to, and I guess he just wanted to make everybody happy, so he said yes. But in the scene in Iron Man 2, when Whiplash's drone army is like attacking the pavilion for the exhibit.
Yeah.
And there's a little kid, like the robot comes down and there's a little kid wearing the Iron Man mask. And then Tony Stark lands behind him, shoots the guy, and the kid kind of is like, wait, what? Like thinks he did it at first. And then, you know, Iron Man takes off and he sees the kid, you know, the kid sees him take off. Like he lifts up his mask and watches him leave. apparently it's canon in the Marvel movies that that's Tom Holland's Peter Parker as a little kid, attending the Stark Expo.
I mean,
to the point where, and part of the reason it came up is because one of the trailers, there's a flyer for it in his dorm room at school.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I guess maybe that's okay then, I guess. I mean,
so,
it makes it at least sound a little bit more, like, planned than just random fans getting nerd boners.
Yeah, I mean, because that of the three, that one's kind of the most logical, and it kind of makes some sense because he's a science nerd. He has the flyer for it. Like,
yeah.
It's happening in New York. Like, it would kind of make sense that, you know, he would be there.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not as bad as the Punisher and Aquaman retcons in Marvel and DC movies.
In the same
Civil War movie, there's a scene where Nick Fury is being chased by Hydra agents. You know, like, he's in his SUV and they're chasing him, like, in cop cars and whatever other vehicles they were driving at the time. And there's a scene where, during the chase, like a Penske or some kind of a moving truck comes through an intercept, like runs a red light and just takes out like four cars.
Yeah.
Marvel's like, yeah, that right there, that's the Punisher.
Of course.
And it's like, wait, what? Like, he didn't even like. There's nothing to tie it into anything else. There's not like, it's not like in season one, episode one of the Punisher show on Netflix that there's like. A bill, like, there's not like a bill or a rental agreement for that truck company, thumbnailed to the wall like there was with the Stark Expo.
Yeah.
And then in the Superman, with Man of Steel, there's the part where he's like, before he decides to go back and become Superman, he's off on his mopey tour of the world, and he's working at the oil rig.
Yeah.
And he ends up falling in the water, and he gets saved by a group of whales, apparently. Or at least it seems like it, because he's falling, and then, like, whales come by, and everyone's like, yeah, Aquaman did that.
Aquaman.
He doesn't talk to the fish. He tells them what to do somehow, but he doesn't talk to them.
He's
a telepathy.
He's a cannibal. He eats other fish.
He is. He's a monster, just like me.
Fair enough. Can't argue with that logic. Earlier this week, Danny, I threw a post up, and I know I don't think anybody's surprised, but Persona 5 is getting their own anime series. And I think I'm not surprised at all. I mean, when we went to Anime Expo, like, Persona 5 was like rain. It was like the hot new thing across everywhere. And I know we were kind of talking about, like, was Persona 4 like this a while back when it first came out, but man, dude, everything in Anime Expo was Persona 5, and I'm just not shocked that there's an anime coming out.
Right, because we came to we didn't come to Persona 4 until the golden version on the Vita. We missed out on the original console release years before, so we kind of missed out on the hype train.
Yeah. Choo-choo.
But, you know, I mean, they did
You're welcome for that.
Thank you.
We have a state-of-the-art sound effects in this podcast.
You know, I was listening to another podcast about Final Fantasy 14, and they actually record, like, in a seemingly far more professional environment, to the point where they even have, like, sound drops that they can lay down whenever somebody says something. So it's basically just something that they said at random. And then they basically took that quote and immortalized it into a sound drop.
Oh, boy.
And so it's, like, a couple guys and, like, one girl. And so far the best sound drop is the girl, like, again, things taken out of context, her yelling at the top of her lungs, "I'm a girl and I love dick."
I bet she meant Dick Grayson.
I don't know.
Who knows what that context was?
Oh, I'm going to derail us one more topic.
Oh.
If your brother does listen, he'll be extremely ecstatic.
Oh,
it's either this week or next week's Nightwing comic. Well, I was like ecstatic because Huntress is in it. And then I saw why your brother should be ecstatic, and I was like, maybe I don't want to pick it up.
Because?
But apparently Dick Grayson appears nude in the comic.
Of course he does. I don't know
how much you see, if it's full frontal or if he's like side or back or whatever, but, you know, chalk it up for another win for the social justice warriors. We got naked dudes in comics now, too. I hope you're happy.
Hope you're happy.
Look, you've given Nick a reason to continue living for at least one more week.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, you're right about Persona 5, going back to the original topic that was derailed multiple times. more than the standard Amtrak train ever has. almost to New York subway levels of derailing.
Oh boy.
but yeah, like you know, there was a lot of cosplay. What's, you know, you were kind of talking about it too, about how it's not that difficult to cosplay. I mean, it's, the costumes have a very distinct iconic look, and you just need to buy a couple pieces. You know, there was a lot of girls walking around in shorts and the army jacket and the headphones, and it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is the best lazy cosplay ever, because they all looked cute and they just had to probably go buy a jacket and maybe headphones, but they probably already had the headphones even.
Maybe not nice ones.
No, but still, like, the worst case scenario, you get a jacket and a pair of headphones out of it. Like, it's something you can, it's functional and cosplay.
That is true.
But, you know, when you posted the thing about the, Persona 5 anime, you know, I watched the anime for Persona 4, and it was basically just the cutscenes and the story without the gameplay. So, and I'm sure the Persona 5 will be the same way. And it was well made. The voice acting was good. It was a fun watch. It wasn't overly long. It was like two discs, a couple 13 episode seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It made the characters were all true to their personality. You know, the characters that you liked, you definitely liked. There was a couple characters that weren't in the show, because this was more based on the console version for Persona 4, not the Persona 4 Golden. So, like, Marie wasn't in it, which I was kind of sad about, because she was one of my favorite characters in the game. Even though she was, like, ultra emo and super moody, she was still pretty cool.
Danny just likes dark and mysterious girls.
Which doesn't make any sense at all, because my wife is neither. She's like the reading rainbow of open books. And rainbows.
That's true.
So, you know, like, another thing is, when you posted the thing, I saw that, I'm like, oh, I wonder if they're going to go the same route that they did with Persona 4, because there's Persona 4 the game, there's Persona 4 the anime, there's a Persona 4 dancing all night, and there's a Persona 4 fighting game.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely be okay with there being a dancing all night game for Persona
5. Well, guess what was announced today?
Shut the fuck up.
A Persona 3 dancing Moon Knight and Persona 5 dancing Star Knight were announced for the PS4 and PS Vita today.
Jamie, I could only get so erect. Stop it. Stop. Relax. Keep your news to yourself.
Wait, then we wouldn't have a show. If I kept all my news to myself, then I would have no one to masturbate with.
Oh, I can't wait to play my Vita again, because I have not played my Vita in a long time. My PlayStation Vita is basically like only gets used when I'm traveling.
But yeah, so they don't have a set release date. You know, they did the typical Japanese super super vague spring of 2018 release date. But yes, I don't know if it's going to be one game and have both on there, or if they're going to be separate games or a combo pack or what.
That's a good question.
But it's going to be a Persona 3 and a Persona 5 dancing game coming out in spring. So now all they need to do is just have the arena fighting game, where you can have the characters basically, you know, go Street Fighter on each other with their personas and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I mean, Yeah, I never played the Street Fighting one, so I don't know how good that was. Did you play it?
I played it, and I'm fairly positive that there was a night where it was like you, me, and a couple other people over for game night, and we played it. And it was, I guess, not a couple, but one other person that went to was from the local game store we went to for Magic. He came over and we played it, and he kicked all our asses. And maybe that's why you forgot about it, is because we got our ass handed to us so much by like a 17-year-old kid. Well, I guess by gaming, not literally.
You know,
that would be, that's another.
Are you talking about the other Nick?
Yes, little Nick.
Fuck little Nick and his fucking ability to whoop our ass in that game.
Yes. I guess it's just because his reflexes are faster than our old man reflexes.
I guess so. Makes sense. I can't believe we actually played it. I really can't believe it.
But yeah, so I picked it up because I picked it up on when the it was on the Xbox 360. I picked it up when they had it was like just a couple bucks on sale. So I'm like, even if I just play it a couple times, at least it'll be something kind of interesting to check out.
Yeah. Okay.
So
not too shabby then.
Yeah, so I got to make your dreams come true today, Sean. Yes. With the announcement of, and I was, you know, thinking about that. I'm like, I wonder when they're gonna announce the dancing game, because if they're gonna like blow all their load in 1 week, or if they're gonna make us wait a little while.
Don't make us wait.
Well, they blew their load on announcing it, but they're still gonna make us wait.
Yeah, they did.
And there's I'll post them on Facebook. There's a teaser trailer for both games on the interwebs for the Persona 3 and the Persona 5.
Yay, I don't have to go look for it. I'll just wait for a few hours.
Now, I'll be posting them on Saturday.
Ah, what a son of a bitch. That's why, yes. I don't like you, Danny.
I know.
You will make our listeners wait just to spite me. You're a fucking monster.
I am a monster. I'm so much of a monster, I should have won the Academy Award for that movie that was called Monster. No?
No. Danny, I know you like dad jokes. Would you like to hear one?
Sure.
What kind of hair is served at IHOP?
I saw that video, Sean.
God damn it. Extensions.
Extensions. Actually, my favorite one. My favorite personal favorite one was, why did the rapper thank the sidewalk at the award ceremony?
Why?
Because it kept him off the streets.
Oh, man.
Good so, times. I don't know if you heard, there was a Pokemon Go convention. Really? In Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And so, I guess I don't know why people are unprepared that run conventions for the number of people that show up, you know, because they sell all those tickets and they know those people are going to show up. It's like, it's not like, hey, we sold 10,000 tickets, but only like 200 people are going to show up.
Yeah. Not making some wise choices.
So the company, I guess a lot of people were pissed because, you know, they show up and, you know, they couldn't even get online to play the game because it was like the draw was there was supposed to be a few super rare Pokemon that were only available at that.
At the con?
At that event. Yeah, I was at a park in Chicago.
Jeez.
And so... it was basically like a one-year anniversary. So they got, you know, but at least in this one, the company admitted that they fucked up and they ended up refunding everyone's money that they, you know, for the tickets.
Yeah.
It gave them $100 in in-game currency, and I think they also gave them the Pokemon that was supposed to be caught there.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Like, I can't remember exactly the article that I've recently read just said and free game features, but I could have swore I read another one where they said that they got like Pokemon, but you know the company had people come up on stage and they would apologize, and you know, because of the connectivity problems and the long wait lines. Mm-hmm. But every time anybody would come up on stage to apologize, they would immediately start getting booed by everybody in the crowd.
Jeez.
And so basically it was like a thing of Sprint. If you had Sprint, you were fine. But if you had any other company, you were screwed.
Wow. That makes me laugh. Yay for Sprint. I should have went. I could have got the rare Pokemon, even though it's a game I don't play.
Right? But, like, I mean, some of the complaints were legit, but then, you know, you read some of the other complaints, and it's like, that's... And? Because it's, you know, like, one person was like, I only caught, like, 20 Pokemon, and if I was home, I would have caught over 200.
Bro.
And it's like, that's... But that's not... But that's also kind of not the point, too. Like, you know, last October, I went to a festival for Final Fantasy XIV. And, you know, it was the weekend after New York, so I was already kind of conned out and just kind of and crowded out, so I was kind of just not necessarily I shouldn't in a place to go be around a lot of people.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, just the way it was kind of handled, like the merchandise line and just like some of the events and stuff, I was just kind of pissed about it. But then, you know, listening to a podcast called Phoenix Down Radio, that, you know, and talking about them going to the Fan Fest this time for the first time. They didn't go to the first one in 2014. They're just talking about how they got to meet all these people that they play the game with and just have a fun time and go out and have drinks with them and talk to them and meet them in real life. And I'm like, dude, I missed out. Like, I was so pissed about, like, not getting a free shirt for beating a fight, or not, you know, not getting to stand in merchandise line and get buy some shit that, you know, was going to be on their online store soon anyways.
Yeah.
That I kind of missed out on, like, just interacting with somebody that plays a game that I play and that we both love, and just actually having legit, like, making friends there that, you know, so then I go on the game and it's like, oh, hey, how you doing, man? Remember me from FanFest? And then I get blocked.
Yeah. You're only talking to the girls, Danny. You fag.
Yeah, I'm gay because I want to have sex with a girl.
Sorry, I meant you fucking creeper.
There you go.
You're going to assault me. Do it right.
Exactly. You faggot. You have sex with a girl, and it's like, and you don't? I'm a fag too, apparently. But I guess a bunch of people contacted a lawyer, because they also want, in addition to getting the stuff that they were given, they also want to get a refund for any air travel that they had to pay for, any rental cars, and any hotel rooms. Mm. And you know, there was it's been quite a few years, but there was a kind of a similar issue at the Super Bowl where people couldn't get in for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL refunded them for the face value of the tickets, which sucked because people were pissed already because some of them bought their tickets through, you know, StubHub or another third party seller.
Well,
so
doesn't NFL doesn't even sell tickets? Like, they tell you, oh, you want to buy tickets? Go to StubHub.
Well, yeah, because they sell out on Ticketmaster immediately.
Oh, gotcha.
Or Ticketmaster buys them all and then puts them on StubHub.
That's fair.
But, you know, they refunded them the ticket money, and then, you know, people tried to sue, and basically, like, the decision was that, you know, like, you could have done other things while you were there, like, the Super Bowl was just part of the reason why you should have been just part of the reason why you traveled, so they weren't on the hook for, you know, airline travel and hotel. So I'm kind of hoping the same thing happens here, but, you know, they had over they had about 20,000 people show up to the Pokemon thing at one park, kind of like, you know, again, like, I don't know what the organizers were thinking, trying to fit that many people into one section.
No idea.
So. And, you know, not making sure that getting in contact with, you know, the internet providers to make sure that they could even handle that level of surge and, you know, people connecting on their network in a small area.
Yeah, that's definitely something that should have been probably addressed, probably looked at.
it's kind of, I mean, that is pretty much a dick move on their part. They should have been more prepared. But at the same time, though,
at least they try to make it right. And of course, like, people are going to be like super vengeful about it.
Right. I mean, I was very surprised that they like went as far as they did. They didn't just like, all right, well, here's your ticket money back. But they gave them stuff in game. They're like, here's in game stuff. We messed up. We apologize. It's our bad. But they're like, no, we want everything back. And I also want reimbursement for pain and suffering and stuff, too.
And I want a handy.
Yes. Whether I'm a dude or a lady, I want a dude handies or lady handies for everybody.
I just imagine. Oh, no, I got a dude handy. Oh, I don't know if I should have never requested this. Never. Yeah.
It's like, no, not from, but because you're just assuming they're all dudes playing the game. There's ladies there too. Way to assume their genders.
Hey, I'm just saying, there's probably more guys than girls, and it's a draw. Like, you don't know which one you're gonna get.
I was thinking more. I like where you're going with that. The luck of the draw, like, and it's not even. It shouldn't even be like an official draw. Just like glory holes. And then you think you had a lady, and then you look around the wall, and it's nothing but dudes. You're on dude row.
On dude row.
But I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, ladies enjoy handies as much as dudes do. So I was just being equal opportunity on the rewards of handies.
I was too on how it was going to get dispersed.
See, you're talking about the disperser. I was talking about the dispersee. You sexist pig.
You're a sexist pig. You bastard. Oh, no, I won't tolerate your bullshit.
I'm gonna turn Tumblr on you, man. I'm gonna tell them all about you thinking that ladies don't enjoy handies, and they're gonna come after you and this podcast. They're gonna shut this down tomorrow.
I don't think we pose enough of a threat to go after.
Not even by the notorious hacker 4chan?
Nope. Nothing.
So, no, all right.
We're just sad.
Oh, well, then I guess we'll be here. I guess we'll be here next week then as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. I tried. I did my part.
Danny tried somewhat. Don't know if he tried hard, but he did something. Don't know what he did, but
I did a thing. I'm helping.
I'm helping. You're like hitting the fence with a hammer while everybody's working on the other side of the house. I'm helping!
Yay!
Alright, Danny. I think that's enough bullshit for today. I don't think anybody else wants to listen to us keep rambling on. It was fun hanging out with everybody today. New feature from Podbean, though. We will actually be able to stream through Facebook, so hopefully some of our fake likes will actually listen to our stream instead of just liking it. So hopefully more people. Tell them, as we share through the videos, make sure you tell people to take a listen and see how it is. We'd appreciate to get some more feedback on the show.
Yeah, we're still at least three reviews away from showing up as having any reviews on iTunes.
Oh, I forgot to do that. Damn it.
You know, I mean, if you can't even do it, how can you expect anybody else to do it?
Oh, I don't know, man.
See?
That's fair.
If Sean was on the ball, we'd only be like two reviews away, but instead we're still three.
Still three. Oh, forever three.
The saddest threesome ever.
Exactly. Oh. All right, everybody. Thank you guys for hanging out with us for another week. We will catch you same time next week. And by same time, I mean sometime Friday, depending when I sober up and wake up. We will see.
And remember, or remember that there's a podcast that was recorded this week. You know, I said, "Hey, did you post a podcast?" You're like, "Wait a minute, who are you? And what podcast? Stranger Danger."
Stranger Danger. Yeah, hopefully I won't forget either. Thank you for reminding me that I do forget about the show every once in a while.
It's okay. You're only Sean.
Exactly. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Have fun.